It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Nick Harcourt, your host for the morning show, and we're getting ready to wrap up the program. We've got a couple of songs coming up. Jessie Ware joins us. Great to meet you.
Hi. Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Thanks so much for coming in. I want to catch up with you in a little while and talk a little bit about what's going on But first of all, you're going to play a song for us. Who you got in the studio with you accompanying you,
I've got my mate and my guitarist called Joseph Newman.
Welcome, Joe. And what's the first song you're going to play for us?
We're going to play Running. It was the first song that I brought out in the UK from my album. All right. So it feels like a good place to start.
Cool. It's Jessie Ware on KCSN.
Your words alone could drive me to and tears, all the same words that kept me here for all the years. I'm lost again, it's happening. When you're around, I just go weak. All I want to know is to mute you all. Then I never want to leave. And I'm ready to run, ready to fall. Think I'm ready to lose it all. And I'm ready to run, ready to fall. Think I'm ready to lose it all. Keep me running, you keep me running. Keep me running, you keep me running. Keep me running, you keep me running. Keep me running, you keep me.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Beautiful stuff. Our guest in studio is Jessie Ware. Before we get to the next song, maybe a little bit of background. I've played a couple of your songs on the radio, but probably most of our listeners are not that aware of you. Right. You've got an accent. I couldn't help detect that. You're from London, right?
Yeah, I'm from South London.
Tell us a little bit about your introduction to music. I was reading some stuff about you that said that you first got people's attention by working with Jack Peñate. What were you doing before that? Because I know you've been a journalist and another... A number of other things.
I was a really rubbish journalist. I kind of just didn't think I was going to be a singer. I went to university. I studied English literature. I
with the view to be a journalist. My father's a journalist. He works for the BBC.
Oh, my dad's a journalist too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think I am as well. I don't know. But anyway, carry on.
Cool. I trained as a journalist. I started at the Jewish Chronicle. And then I wanted to get into kind of making documentaries and hard-hitting films.
But were you singing?
I wasn't singing. I sung at school.
Okay.
And then I sung in a musical at university, but I kind of just forgot about it. I had my friend Jack Pignate, who was doing it really well, and I was really proud of him. And then my friends, the Maccabees, we all went to school together, and they were just, they'd had, you know, the courage to go and just be singers, and I just didn't have that. So
sure.
I was just really enthusiastic friend that was always at the front cheering them on.
So when did it happen? When was the moment where you realized that this was something you could actually do yourself?
It was actually for a radio session. It was for a Maida Vale radio session for Radio 1, which is a radio station in England.
I've been to Maida Vale.
It's great. It's got such great history.
Well, you walk in there and it's just like there's pictures of the Beatles.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
The Beatles did radio sessions here?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So I had to take my day off work to go and be a backing singer for my friend Jack, just as a favour. And I loved it. I was like, is this what you call work? Like, I'm going to sing.
Uh-huh.
And then he kept on asking me back. And my first gig was Glastonbury, which is a big festival. Yeah, so
okay.
On the John Peel tent stage. So I was just like, this is bizarre and brilliant. And I kept on taking too much kind of vacation time, holiday time. And it got to the point where he was like, do you want to come to America and tour America and be my backing singer for it? But I had no more holiday left for my work. So I was like, you know what? I'm quitting work and I'm going to go and be a backing singer in America and drive around in a van.
When was that?
That was in 2009.
Okay.
And then...
So let's fast forward through that a little bit, because I know then you sort of got introduced to EDM and started working with producers, and you got a lot of different stuff going on in your music.
Yeah. I mean, my first session on my own was with Subtract, and we wrote this song, and it got released by this really cool record label in Glasgow called Numbers. And then the next thing I know, I've got a vinyl with my face on it saying Jessie Ware and Subtract. And then I got signed really quickly to a label called PMR. And I just started making my record, but I was really scared about it at the beginning because I just thought, I can sing a little bit, but I'm a backing singer.
What singers inspire you? What singers do you look up to?
I'm a huge fan of Sade,
mm-hmm.
and Chaka Khan. And Feist and Prince and so things that are kind of got a bit of groove.
Yeah, the R&B style.
Lots of R&B, lots of kind of 90s R&B as well, you know, Aaliyah, TLC.
Now, you put your album out in England this past summer.
Yes.
And I know you did great over there. And now you're looking to come to America. I know there's an EP coming out next year with the album to follow. Are you going to be touring here next year? Right now it's just sort of press and mm-hmm. setup and all that kind of stuff. What's the plan?
Yeah, you know, my first kind of point of call for the beginning of next year is an American tour.
Mm.
It's quite a small tour, but I'll be back in January, and the EP comes out on the 15th of January.
What's your writing process? What do you draw inspiration from for writing?
You know what? I don't even know what my process is. It's let's hope that I get a song out today. I'm really scared of songwriting. I find it quite scary.
Well, what about lyrics? Do you write from life history, life stories?
Yeah,
what's going on around you?
Life stories. My album is it's about different various relationships, whether they be friendships, fantasy, lust. You know, relationships with my family. I've actually found sometimes when I was less confident about writing that it was funner and easier to pretend you were somebody else. So sometimes I do that.
So tell us about this next song you're going to play for us. It's called Wildest Moments.
Yeah, Wildest Moments is a song about my best friend. We had a huge fight at my manager's wedding, and it ended up with cakes being thrown in each other's face. I mean, it was one of those ludicrous fights.
There was a little bit of alcohol involved, maybe?
There was loads of alcohol involved.
Okay.
Because
when the cake starts flying.
I mean, it was so stupid, but I think, so girls have these very intense relationships with each other. Men don't have the same kind of relationship, I don't think. We fight and then we make up and then we're best friends again and then we've upset each other and then we're ignoring each other. So this song is a kind of love song to my best friend about us just having the most kind of tempestuous relationship. But everyone, my boyfriend always gets people coming up being, oh, that Wildest Moments. God, it's such a beautiful song about you and Jesse. He's like, no, it's about her best girlfriend. So this one's called Wildest Moments.
All right, it's Wildest Moments. Jesse Ware is our guest. My thanks to Tristan for engineering and Joe for being here as well. And it'll take us out to the top of the hour. It's 88.5 KCSN. Great to meet you.
You too.
Thank you.
You and I, bloodlines, we come together every time. Two wrongs, no rights, we lose ourselves at night. From the outside, from the outside, everyone must be wondering why we try. Why do we try? Baby, in our wildest moments, we could be the greatest. Be the greatest, maybe in our wildest moments. We could be the worst of all, baby, in our wildest moments. We could be the greatest, could be the greatest, maybe in our wildest moments. We could be the worst of all. Wait on a thunder sky, wherever the smoke, there'll soon be fire. And what could bring bad luck? I've been looking at you too much. From the outside, from the outside, everyone must be wondering why we try. Why do we try? Baby, in our wildest moments, we could be the greatest, we could be the greatest. Maybe in our wildest moments, we could be the worst of all. Baby, in our wildest moments, we could be the greatest, we could be the greatest. Maybe in our wildest moments, we could be the worst of all. In the middle of it, we walk the line, looking back and missing our wildest moments. Are you thinking, what if we ruined it all? My wrecking ball, from the outside, everyone must be wondering why we try. Why do we try? 'Cause baby, in our wildest moments, we could be the greatest, we could be the greatest. Maybe in our wildest moments, we could be the worst of all. Baby, in our wildest moments, we could be the greatest, we could be the greatest. Maybe in our wildest moments, we could be the worst.